Those who traveled to see August's total solar eclipse know how astonishing it was and unusual. It's rare to view a truly mind-blowing sky event that requires no telescope or sky knowledge. After all, the last total eclipse of the sun around here was in 1925. But yes, you were amazed if you saw one of this area's great auroral displays, like when the entire sky exploded all night long on March 13, 1989, and several others in the 80s and 90s, but none for the past 16 years. And weren't you impressed with Comet Hale-Bopp in 1997? And Comet West, too, way back in March of 1976. And the great Leonid meteor shower before dawn on November 18, 2001. That's when our region, under clear skies, saw six brilliant green shooting stars every minute. The best meteor shower of our lives. Sometimes the media talk about super sky events, but they're often not worth anyone's time. A so-called supermoon looks no different from any other full moon. So, now that the great American total eclipse is over, what true spectacles await us in the coming years? The first is an amazing winter solstice super conjunction in 2020, when Saturn will appear as close to Jupiter as some of its moons. The two planets will merge into a single star to the naked eye. That's just 3 years away. Then we'll look ahead to the 2024 total solar eclipse here in the Northeast. That's followed by the longest total eclipse between now and the 22nd century, under guaranteed clear skies, on the Nile River in August of 2027. Then, the Friday the 13th Apophis visit. That's April of 2029, when the Empire State Building-sized asteroid will come just one-tenth the moon's distance and visibly glide across the sky, clearly seen by the naked eye. So keep eating those health foods. We're not remotely finished with dramatic events in the sky. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.